CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
There you are. I'm going to call you again. I thought maybe you'd gone back to sleep.
No. Cut my chin shaving. Thought I'd stop the bleeding just as I was ready to come down. I noticed a spot on my shirt. So I had to go back and change shirts.
Oh, yeah. And your shirt.
Hey, you know something? Dieting works.
What did you weigh?
I have lost 5 pounds.
Ah, well, there you see. I have too.
Yeah. Now, look, that's all we really intended to lose. So now I suggest we get back to eating something besides rabbit food. What do you say? I am so sick of raw carrots and salads without dressing and no butter on my toast.
What do you want to do? Put those 5 pounds right on again? You have to watch the calories, dear, after you reduce two, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. But look, the heck with it. This morning I'm going to have cream in my coffee and at least a dab of sugar, huh?
Well, I guess you deserve it. You've been so good.
Yeah, even getting used to having fruit salad and Melba toast for lunch. Now, yesterday, for example, I was having lunch with the guys downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Huh?
Oh, I knew there was something I meant to ask you when I got home yesterday. Hey, look, have you had a fight with Barbara Foley?
A fight? Really, dear, a fight. That come to think of it, I haven't even seen Barbara for ages. Not since we were at their house for a party about last March or April, wasn't it? It was after Christmas, I knew that. Why?
Well, Carl stopped by our table at lunch, you know, and he asked how you were. I said, fine. Then when the others were talking, he kind of whispered to me that he was glad you were all right, that he guessed we all had our problems and women were hard to understand.
What do you mean by that? Are he and Barbara having trouble?
Oh, well, I didn't think of that. I mean, since we haven't seen them, you know, lately, I thought he meant the reason was that our wives have had a tiff or something.
No, not at all. I haven't even seen her. Oh, I did, too. About a month ago, that terribly hot day I ran into on the street. Downtown, and I said, let's have a cup of tea or something. And she said, no. She, you know, she did act funny. Goodness, I hope they're not breaking up.
Yeah, maybe I better call Carl and have lunch with him. You know, I've known Carl for years. We used to be close friends. Maybe he wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes helps him. Well, Carl knows that I wouldn't say anything.
No, of course not. You call him, dear. Oh, honestly, I hope they're not having trouble.
Well, let's have another cup of coffee, Carl.
No, I've got to get back to the office. It was nice having lunch with you.
Hey, Carl, now look, what's the matter with you? I mean, we've sat all through lunch like perfect strangers discussing the weather. Now, for Pete's sake, we've known each other for years, talked over everything. When I ran into you yesterday, after months, I could tell you had something on your mind, right?
That's true.
Yeah, well, now, there. You see, look, I am your pal, Carl, M. Sakes. Sometimes helps to get things off your chest, to tell somebody about it. Aren't you getting along with Barbara?
What?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll mind my own business. It's just that yesterday you asked how my family was, and you said you were glad they were all right, that you guessed we all had our problems, and, you know, women were hard to understand. Then you gave me this look as though you wanted to say something to me sometime. So to tell you the truth, that's why I called you to have lunch. But maybe you and your wife were having...
It's not my wife. Barbara and I are getting along fine. It's your wife.
Well, what?
I talked about everything else at lunch today because I didn't know whether or not you wanted to talk about it.
Talk about what?
Okay, forget it. I'll mind my own business.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not having any marital problems. We get along marvelously. We always have. I mean, well, you know, we've had a few scraps while we've been dieting. I mean, both of us cross and hungry as bears, you know.
You're both dieting?
Oh, sure. Haven't you heard? I mean, we have been for weeks. What a pain in the neck counting every calorie, I tell you. You know, even olives have calories.
Well, so do martinis. You cut those out?
Martinis? Oh, no, we didn't have to cut those out.
150 calories.
No. What I mean is, that was one thing we didn't have to cut out, because we don't have cocktails before dinner anyhow.
What's the matter? Look, as you said, we've known each other a long time. We've been close friends, even though we don't see each other as much now. I can't believe you don't know about it, but if you don't, then maybe it's true that the husband is the last to know. Your friends know, and I tell you as a friend.
To tell me what?
Your wife needs help.
Dick, what are you ransacking the house for?
I got home early.
And I certainly know you're home. I've been lying down upstairs with a terrible headache, and you just...
Headache?
Yes, and I hear you.
How come you have a headache?
Well, I don't know. I have a headache. Probably the heat. It was 98 on our porch. I was trying to do some ironing, but I gave it up anyhow. Here I am lying down. I hear all this crash and banging going on downstairs. There's closets and cupboard doors. What in the world are you looking for? What's the
matter? Just, I'm sorry you have a headache. Now, don't I get a kiss when I get home?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's some eau de cologne I put on my forehead to cool it. I got it for Christmas.
Huh?
You kissed me and sniffed. I was explaining it's a cologne I got last Christmas. Just open it to try it. You like it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's all right, I guess. It's kind of overpowering.
I probably use too much. You often do with cologne. What are you looking for, honey? Maybe I know where it is. Why are you staring at me? What's the matter?
Well, I don't even know how to say it. It's so...
say it in Latin for variety. Are you in such a tizzy about?
Is it possible? Is it even possible that you take little nips during the day?
Nips? You mean naps?
I mean nips. Nips at the bottle.
The baby bottle? Why, Bobby isn't even on the bottle
anymore.
You
know darn well what taking nips at the bottle means.
Ordinary. I suppose it means what alcoholics do. I don't know why you're asking me if that's what you mean. Is it? Is it?
Do you know that it is all over town?
Oh, I don't think the drinking problem in this town is any worse than in any other. Certainly not as much as in the big cities.
I am talking about you. It is all over town that you have a drinking problem.
Me? Me? Why anybody who knows it is perfect?
I can't help it. I had lunch with Carl. As I said, I might have... When he made that remark that we all have our problems and women are hard to understand, he didn't mean he was having any problems with Barbara. He was being sympathetic with me because of my problem with you.
I don't know what you're talking about at all. If I didn't know you so well, I'd say you're the one who must have been drinking.
That's why they haven't called us. Said that they felt it was an embarrassing situation. Well, what did you do at the party at their house last spring?
What did I do? Nothing. They can hardly accuse me of drinking at one of their parties since they don't drink at all and never even serve anything to those who do.
Well, apparently you were seen sneaking off, and as Carl put it, taking quick swigs out of a bottle. Then when you met Barbara downtown recently, as you mentioned this morning, and said she acted funny, it seems that you tried to get her to have a drink with you then in the middle of the morning.
That's it. Let's have a cup of tea or coffee or something.
Said drink. Let's have a drink.
Well, maybe I didn't say tea or coffee. I may have said let's have a cool drink, meaning lemonade or iced tea or something.
That isn't what Barbara thought you meant.
Well, I don't care what Barbara thought I meant.
You better care. She's running around town telling everybody.
Well, nobody will believe her. When am I supposed to have been doing all this imbibing? I see people all day long, active as I've been in the women's club and all our committees. And I'm just not going to stand here and defend myself. The idea of me sneaking off to take swigs from a bottle, as Carl put it. To begin with, at their party, I hardly even ate anything. That was when I had that terrible cold. I didn't even want to go, if you remember. And I kept wanting to leave because I was coughing and coughing so people could hardly even talk. And I remember... Oh!
What? What?
Oh, it's just...
What?
My cough medicine.
What about it?
Do you suppose they thought I... You know, I keep taking little dabs of the...
Oh.
I had the bottle of cough medicine in my purse. And twice I went out in the kitchen to get a spoon, but I got in the way so everyone out there. You know that I... Well, you know, I just sort of sneak into the hall a few times and just take a sip quickly. I was coughing so that I was annoying everybody.
It would have been better if you'd sat there and said it was cough medicine.
Well, it was bad enough to drink cough medicine from a bottle without doing it in front of everybody. I should never have gone to the party. You're the one who
insisted.
That
is for sure.
You insisted. You said Carl's feelings would be hurt if we didn't go.
Look,
that's what you said.
You better get on the phone and call him and explain.
I was so sick. Never. Never. I am not even going to speak to either one of them again. But you can get on the phone and tell them that the only help I need is a good lawyer when I sue them for slander.
Hey, look, I know you're busy getting dinner, but I got Carl and Barbara on the phone. They feel terrible. They remember you had a cold, and I explained that you meant lemonade when you said a cool drink. And in fact, we've all laughed about it, honey, because it is kind of funny. And we've all said, you know, that you could see how it would happen.
Right, Queen Victoria, I'm not amused. Excuse me, please, get out of the way. I want to get a party knife.
Darling, it is not like you not to see the funny side of something.
I know it is strange, but I can't seem to find it killingly funny that my own husband would come home, furtively ransack the house for some imaginary liquor I might have stashed away, sniffs when he kisses me, and is suspicious that my headache is a hangover. That's funny?
Look, I didn't really believe any such thing, and you know, it was just that Carl...
How can you now laugh and joke with somebody who has spread lies about your wife all over town?
Oh, no, no, I was wrong. I was wrong about that. They have not discussed it with anyone at all. They told me just he and Barbara have talked about all and worried about us. Now, look, I know Carl. Carl is a loyal friend. Otherwise, he'd never have said anything to me at all. Now, honey, please, will you get on the kitchen phone right here and talk to them? Here, now, go on, please. Forgive now and forget. It's best to be kind of funny about it.
Well. Hello? Well, that's all right. I accept your apologies.
Now, stop that, will you?
You said to be funny, dear.
Well,
look, I'm thinking of suing you for slander, Carl. Look, the truth of the matter is I'm not really as mad at you as I am at my husband.
Well, I should never have come to your party that time. I had a temperature of 102, I discovered. When I got home, I was so sick, my tea insisted. Well, I ruined your party coughing so nobody could enjoy the conversation. What? Oh, do that. All right. Yeah, cough medicine. All right, Carl. Goodbye.
Huh?
They're dropping over after dinner.
You know something, honey? You're a good sport. You really are. I know you get mad, but you don't stay mad. That's what I like.
Kissing me and sniffing.
I tell you, dear, sometimes you're enough to drive me straight
Look,
to the
I
bottom.
Didn't really believe, Carl.
Oh,
I didn't.
When you came home ransacking the house, I tell you... And
it'll be a long time before that.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Gibson and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenter. This is Alan Burns speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast, semi-live radio of yesteryear. Carol Hart speaking.